All right, and what we need to know today, well, listen up, this could affect you and your business. Cyber attacks, a global identity crisis. We're going to learn about the major increase in cyber attacks caused by exploiting identity and how people can be proactive in protecting themselves from cyber criminals. On the hotline, we have Michelle Alvarez. She's the Strategic Threat Analysis Manager at IBM X-Force. And how are we doing today, Michelle? We're doing good?
I'm doing so good. How are you, Tommy?
I'm doing great. Thank you. We're hearing this could be kind of dangerous. So why is there a global identity crisis emerging now?
Yeah, so let me put this into context a little bit for you and your listeners. So our online identity, it's constantly expanding. We're subscribing to more online services, right? We're creating more and more new online accounts. And so unfortunately, though, to a great extent, we are using the same logins, the same username and passwords across many of those accounts.
Mm-hmm.
So when we get a notification, and I'm sure maybe you've experienced this and many of your listeners, we get a notification when a breach occurs that our username and password was compromised. And so we start to think, okay, where else have I used this same login? Where else do I need to update my credentials? Another scary part is that all of this information, it's making its way to the dark web. That's where these illicit marketplaces have our information for sale. And then attackers for just, you know, maybe $10 can purchase thousands of credentials and then log into additional accounts because they're banking on the fact that we're reusing the same password and username. And to make it even more scary, Tommy, right, once our identity is exposed, the more irreversible it is. So we can't call up the dark web and ask for our sensitive information to be deleted. That just doesn't work.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So how are these cyber criminals actually attacking our online identities? What else can they do? They can steal our identity. They can open up bank accounts. What else can they do?
Right. So, I mean, the simplest way is the way I just, describe. They're logging in, they're purchasing credentials, or they're using credentials from a compromise that they've already targeted another organization. And, that's really the path of least resistance for them. So that's going to be their first choice because they don't want to work too hard.
Right.
Another way that they're doing this, what's that now?
No, I was going to say.
It
just sounds like just another thing I need to worry about.
We all need to worry about, right? Yeah. Well, one more thing we have to worry about is something called an info-stealing malware. So this is malware that's designed specifically to steal your credentials, right? Your online banking, your email, your social media. And we saw a 266% increase in the use of that malware year over year. So, how does this work? Basically, an attacker, they might send you a phishing email, right? You click on that link or that attachment, and this malware downloads on your system. So those are basically the two ways that attackers are stealing our credentials. And that's why we have this global identity crisis right now.
Just recently, I got an email from the Postal Service. It had the logo and everything, and it said, hey, we have your package, but before we deliver it, we're going to need your information to confirm it's you. And that didn't sound right to me. Is that what we're discussing here?
Yeah, I mean, so that's one way attackers, they kind of target their victims is with deceptive phishing emails, right? And I think we've become quite aware to this type of attack, to this type of threat, but I think we've done a really great job. In fact, we saw a decrease in the use of phishing as a tactic to get in. So that's why attackers are now logging in. They're like, okay, well, they're getting onto us, right? They're getting smarter. So how can we get into these organizations? And so that's how they're doing it now.
So Michelle, recently my local hospital was hacked and they wanted ransom money. And then I got a letter stating, hey, they got your info, because I went to that hospital like maybe 10 years ago. So how do businesses protect themselves?
Absolutely. And I think, certain industries that fall under critical infrastructure, like healthcare and small, medium businesses, we're going to see attackers continue to kind of target them with ransomware, right? They have a low threshold for downtime. You know, on the consumer side of things, right, we need to take into account, like, what's our inventory of online accounts? Like, if my information was breached, where else is my information? Where else are those login credentials used so that I can go and reset those logins?
You know what I do now also? Double verification on everything. Facebook, even my banking, before I can even get into my banking, they're going to send me a code. I got to put the code in. It's a pain in the butt, but do you suggest doing stuff like that?
Tommy, absolutely. I mean, you already just shared what I was going to share as one of the top things we should be doing. Sure, it's an inconvenience, right? But how inconvenient is it if your identity is stolen, right? Let's make it, again, hard for the attackers. I mentioned, like, they want the path of least resistance. They're not going to work hard for it if they don't have to. And we see time and time again that if they come up against an account that has MFA, that multi-factor authentication, right, that second layer, that pain, right, they're not going to go for that account. Why would they? They have all of these other accounts over here that don't have MFA enabled, so that's where they're going to go.
Yeah.
9 times out of 10.
And also, I don't even know my passwords because I have an iPhone, and it'll say, you want us to make this your password? I go, yeah, go ahead. And then it stores it. So if somebody kidnapped me, tied me up, I couldn't even tell them my passwords. I don't know them. I got to go. Is that a good way to go, or do you suggest that or what?
I mean, so, you know, one way to streamline things is to use maybe a password manager. I do encourage listeners to, you know, do your homework, do your due diligence, see what's out there, pros and cons of how you want to keep your password stored or safe. And there's no, you know, fail safe, right? There's no single silver bullet, but there's multiple steps that we can take. We've already discussed some of them, right? Mm-hmm. Take inventory of your online accounts. Use unique accounts, Tommy, unique passwords, right? Don't use the same password across logins because they're banking on that, and that's how they're getting in, first and foremost. MFA, final note there. I agree with you. Let's use it because it's stopping attackers from getting in.
Yeah, what about my silly friend Joey? He uses the same password, 123 ABC, or something like that. I mean, it's just like... I mean, there are.
Well, your friend Joey should be using strong passwords, right? It should not be 123. It should not be easily guessed, right? That's the next step. If it's, you know, not, maybe it's unique, but it's easy. It's still, you know, guessable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and this is going to increase with artificial intelligence now. This is going to really increase now, isn't it?
Yes, that's what we're concerned about, right? The short answer is yes, AI will help attackers scale their identity-based attacks. They're going to use AI, for instance, they're sitting on this treasure trove of data, and they're going to use AI to say, okay, which are my most likely targets that I can get in most successfully, right? Again, it's that least path of resistance, where they're going to want to, you know, not work too hard. So that's what they're going to do. They're going to use AI to not work too hard.
And how can IBM X-Force help us?
Listen, we are, by having these conversations, right, user awareness, we want and encourage listeners to go out to ibm.com/X-Force for more information. We have our annual threat report that's out there that goes into much more detail about the things that we discussed and other threats that everyone should really be aware of.
Yeah, this is awesome. All right, a lot of great information. Michelle Alvarez is the Strategic Threat Analysis Manager at IBM X-Force. Great information. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Absolutely, Tommy. It was great to be here. Thank you.
My pleasure.